the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
Taxes, that's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Monday to you, America. This is the Todd Starnes radio show. And wow, do we have a great show lined up for you. Our telephone number, by the way, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Also, want to welcome a brand new affiliate to the program. That would be brand new listeners at WFMO. That's AM 860 and 98.7 FM in beautiful Fairmont, North Carolina. So welcome to all of our new listeners in the Fairmont, North Carolina area. And we'll be telling you more about that in just a little while. All right. Wow. Where do we start? We're going to be getting into the conversation about the debate a little bit later on. We're going to be talking to some folks from Team Trump. I want to start in Springfield, Ohio. And we were one of the first radio talk shows to bring you the plight of these good people in Springfield, Ohio. A town of almost 60,000 people, until they woke up one day and realized that 20,000 Haitian refugees had shown up on their doorstep. And so now this town, has been literally overrun by illegals. It's unbelievable. They have literally been overrun by these Haitians. And the situation is so horrible, and a lot of people don't understand that this is going to be coming to your town as well. But it's so bad that people's pets have now come up missing. So let's just, and the reports are that the Haitian migrants are now hunting your pets in Springfield, Ohio. That they are literally decapitating ducks from the ponds in the local parks. You cannot make this up. Cut 14.
I think it's like kind of odd that like a guy like me has to come out from doing what I do on a daily basis to have fun, because I see what's going on in these streets, and I see you guys just sitting up there in them comfy chairs and suits, and like, and I'm getting out here every day and I'm broadcasting this, and you guys are just sitting up there in suits or something. Like, I really challenge you guys to get out here and do something. These Haitians are running into trash cans. They're running into buildings. They're running into, they flipping cars in the middle of the street. And I don't know how, like, y'all can be comfortable with this. Like, I don't know, like, who's getting paid from it. I feel like, I honestly feel like someone's getting paid from it in the background. They dropping, they, you got a bunch of people on a bus getting dropped off at a gas station to come down here. I know a single mom that FaceTimed me tonight. FaceTime me this morning at the welfare office that really need, like, that really needs something. And it's nothing but immigrants over there. And I don't even want to, like, seem like I'm coming down on the immigrants, because it's the people that's bringing them down here. Because wherever they're at, that's what they're used to, bro. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them.
I mean, it just goes on. This is just absolutely insane what's happening right now in this beautiful town. As a matter of fact, it's not just the ducks and the cats that are disappearing, that are being killed. Local residents say they don't know what to do. Cut 13.
I'm done with what I'm seeing. It is so unsafe in my neighborhood anymore. I have the homeless that were trying to camp out, and I have made concessions with them, and I try to help them the best I can to keep them from trying to squat on my property. But it is so unsafe. I have men that cannot speak English in my front yard screaming at me, throwing mattresses in my front yard, throwing trash in my front yard, and I can't. Look at me. I weigh 95 pounds. I couldn't defend myself if I had to. My husband is elderly, and last night, after living in this home for 45 years, he said, Noelle, guess what? It's time to pack up and move. He said, we can't do this anymore. He said, it's killing both of us mentally. I don't understand what you expect of us as citizens. I mean, I understand they're here under temporary protected status and you're protecting them. And I understand that our city services are overwhelmed and understaffed. But who's protecting us? If we're protecting them, who's protecting me? I want out of this town. I am sorry. Please give me a reason to stay.
That's just heartbreaking. This woman, a taxpayer, over 40 years living in Springfield, Ohio, going to her city leaders, her government leaders, and saying, we can't live like this anymore. What do we do? And ladies and gentlemen, this is the untold story and the underreported story of what's happening in this country because of the open border policies of the Bidens. Now, technically, the Haitians that are in Springfield are there legally, right? They were brought into the country and they have been relocated. Imagine just for a moment that nearly a third of population, a third of your town comes in and now they're living among you. So you've gone from 60,000 people to 20,000 Haitian immigrants who have settled into the community. And you heard the guy. These people are not assimilating. And why should they? They're literally overrunning the city. And soon the people of Springfield will have to adjust to the ways of these Haitian immigrants. And this is happening in town after town, city after city across America. And she's got a great point here. I want to give you some stats from Springfield, Ohio, just to understand what we're dealing with here. And this is all on the Biden-Harris administration. So one of the big problems is they don't have enough housing, they don't have enough schools, and they don't have enough hospitals to take care of these 20,000 new people. Imagine, let's just say that you are in a community, let's just say Cleveland, Georgia, WH is our great affiliate there. And all of a sudden they wake up and there are 20,000 newcomers saying, we are here and you have to take care of us. Could you imagine what that would look like and what that would do to your community? So the problem here is that they don't have enough resources. So now the taxpayer-funded health clinic saw a 13-fold increase in patients. They don't have enough staff. They don't have enough budget. Nearly 350 new students at the grade school and the middle school. And most of these kids are the children of the immigrants. And the school had to go out there, and there's no room to put these kids, but the school had to spend tax money to hire 24 teachers who serve as Haitian Creole interpreters because nobody speaks English. By the way, crime now off the charts in Springfield, Ohio. Many residents afraid to leave their homes, and you heard the reports that not even the family pets are safe. Poor little Fluffy could end up getting fricasseed. And by the way, your town could be next if it is not already. That's the problem here, is that they are literally coming in, and here's the thing. I don't know what the voter demographics look like in Springfield, Ohio. But I'd be willing to say they're probably red. And the whole point of this, it's all very strategic, by the way. The Biden administration, they are relocating the illegals to communities that are predominantly Republican. And why are they doing that? Well, they're doing that because they are registering all these people to vote. The votes, the ballots will be harvested and turned in. And we know this is happening because of all the news reports lately coming out of illegals, people who are not allowed to vote, voting in our elections. Now, I know the Trump campaign's pretty busy getting ready for tomorrow's debate, but here's what I want to recommend. I want to recommend that Donald Trump go to Springfield, Ohio, and hold a rally and invite people to bring their pets, the cats and the dogs, and line them up onto the stage, and Donald Trump will protect all of the pooches and the pussy cats in Springfield, Ohio. That Donald Trump will not only make America great again, he will make our pet community great again. Donald Trump is the only thing that can save your feline from being feasted on. I'm telling you, that's what Trump needs to do. And by the way, it's not just there. There is a town in Alabama, and this is just absolute insanity. And in Sylacauga, Alabama, and I hope I pronounced it correct, but if not, my apologies. And a lot of the locals showed up at City Hall and they said, you know, this is the craziest thing. We're starting to see all these illegals around town. What's going on? And City Council shut them down. They literally stopped the meeting and they said, we're not allowed to talk about it. Again, this is happening in Alabama now, where over 3,000 illegals were caught voting in elections in Alabama. Look at what's happening in Mississippi. Over $100 million of your tax money going to take care of illegals that have been dumped in the state of Mississippi. Do you understand what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen? These are Mississippi's a red state, Alabama a red state, and they're dumping the illegals in your community. So here's what we're going to do on this program. We are going to start exposing all of this, and we're going to need your help. So if you've noticed an uptick in the number of illegals, of people speaking, French, or if they're speaking Spanish, give us a call and let us know about it. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. But this is absolutely insane. Let me tell you something. The Trump campaign needs to take full advantage of this. And this is how you are going to change people's hearts and minds. I can promise you that. All right. Before we go to break, I want to, again, welcome our brand new affiliate. And here's how it works. If you are listening to us on WFMO, AM 860 or 98.7 FM in Fairmont, North Carolina, and you call into the show today, you're going to get a signed copy of my book. You're going to love it. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's just our way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. Again, that is exclusively for listeners of WFMO, but we want to hear from all of you guys today. And again, our number, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Consider this. Without God, can we have a democracy? And if religion is removed from Washington, who pays the ultimate price? There's a new movie out called God's Not Dead, In God We Trust, the story of a small-town pastor pushed into the political arena to run against a powerful regime forcing faith and religion out of American politics. There's no better time for this movie. In today's divided culture, all of this upheaval and yearning for spiritual leadership is America's collective scream to keep God in the forefront. God's Not Dead challenges mainstream liberals in the battle for spiritual leadership, hope, and faith in America. Watch it with your family and friends. And remember the words of Ronald Reagan, without God, democracy will not and cannot long endure. Folks, we are one nation under God. Don't miss God's Not Dead and God We Trust, a Pinnacle Peak production in theater September 12th. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Happy to have you with us. And by the way, the issue in Alabama is the same issue that they're facing in Ohio with these Haitians that are being relocated to their community. And instead of addressing the issues, the city council and the mayor in Sylacauga, Alabama, actually shut them down and said, no, we're ending the meeting. We're not going to be taking any questions from you, the taxpayers of our town. By the way, months ago, Senator J.D. Vance was actually on this and was raising this as a concern, and everybody dismissed him. Let's take a listen to Senator Vance.
Chairman Brown, I'd like to ask unanimous consent to submit a letter for the record from the city of Springfield and our state, the southwestern part of our state, which I think highlights a very real example of this particular concern, straight from the horse's mouth itself. And now this letter, I want to quote from it. Springfield has seen a surge in population through immigration that has significantly impacted our ability as a community to produce enough housing opportunities for all. Springfield's Haitian population has increased 15 to 20,000 over the last 4 years in a community of under 60,000 previous residents, putting a significant strain on our resources and ability to provide ample housing for all of our residents. And in quote there, and Mike,
no objection. So
thank you. In my conversations with folks in Springfield, it's not just housing. They're trying to build 5,000 new housing units, which is a very Herculean task in a town of about 55,000 people, but it's also hospital services, it's school services, there's a whole host of ways in which this immigration problem, I think, is having very real human consequences.
There you go. So Senator Vance months ago was raising this as an issue. By the way, it was the Harris-Biden administration, and Kamala Harris herself is the one who literally extended this temporary protected status to over 100,000 Haitians. And why were they coming to Springfield? They were coming for the jobs. So law-abiding, hardworking American citizens were denied jobs, ladies and gentlemen, and the Haitians were given the work. All right, let's go to Ken in Virginia. Ken, I understand you actually had an encounter with an illegal. What happened?
Well, actually, it was a friend of mine just north of Richmond in a somewhat rural area. A friend went into a convenience store and was confronted by an MS-3 gang member. He pulled a gun on him, and luckily the friend was able to fight him off. He basically knocked the gun out of his hand, and the other part of the story is a little fuzzy, but he ended up clubbing the guy with a golf club on the back of the head. And I know this by the fact that I saw a picture of the results, and he almost killed him. But, you know, I had no idea, Todd, that we had that same problem here in the Richmond, Central Virginia area. But now it's a little scary to think that I think that the word to the wise is not to go to a convenience store out in a rural area, a country store or what have you, where there's not much traffic because they're soft targets, I guess.
Ken, the challenge is you would think that would be the safest place to go and get gas or get a soft drink or something. But the reality is that they are relocating these illegals all over the country. And many people have no idea they're being dumped in their communities until it's already been done.
Yeah, I agree. I have a friend of mine, actually, he was a guy that hired me some 40 years ago, and we have been debating for weeks and weeks and weeks. He says he's a Republican, but he's a total, no Trumper type of guy. And I can't convince him one way or another that we're and a world of hurt with the illegals and everything else that's going south in the country.
It is really going to take something epic, but this has got to be resolved. And it's a dangerous situation for everybody. Ken, I appreciate your call. Let's go to Florida. Joni is listening to us on our great affiliate in Ocala, WOCA. Hi, Joni. What's going on?
Hi there. I work down the street about two blocks from a Mexican restaurant, and I would say two of the three customers that come into the convenience store now are dark-skinned, either Mexican or Cuban or God only knows. Some of them, most of them speak Spanish. Some of them, a language I don't comprehend. But my concern is that they're flashing $100 bills. They're like using all the resources of our community. And we're a pretty small community, so jobs are hard to come by. So I'm also one of those concerned citizens that wants to see my town protected from a takeover by people that we can't even communicate with, much less, serve in a way that is conducive to both resident and newcomer.
Joni, it's a valid concern, and all you have to do is look at what's happening in Aurora, Colorado, where the entire community was overrun by a Venezuelan gang. I mean, these are some very dangerous people we're dealing with here, and it is going to be incumbent upon all of us to get out to our city council meetings and make sure that our elected leaders, even especially at the local level, are actually defending us and not the illegals. Joni, you be safe out there. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back. You've asked, and MyPillow listened. The most requested offer ever. Right now, you can get the queen-size premium MyPillow for only $19.98. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and I love MyPillow, made with patented adjustable fill. It adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position, and it helps keep your neck aligned. It holds its shape all night long so you get the best sleep of your life. But that's not all. You can also get a six-piece kitchen or towel bath set for only $25. toppers and the brand new mattress topper for as low as $69.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. Use promo code STARNS to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products, including the premium queen-size MyPillow for only $19.98. That's the lowest price ever. So don't delay. Order now. Use my promo code STARNS at MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show, and welcome all of our brand new listeners on AM 860, 98.7 FM in beautiful Fairmont, North Carolina. Great to have you guys with us. And by the way, if you are listening to us on that radio station and you call in, we're going to send you a signed copy of one of my books. All you have to do is give us a call at 901-260-5926. All right, I want to go to the phones real quick here. Howell in Arkansas, listening to us on KWAM. Howell, what's going on?
Well, one afternoon, about 10 days ago, I was outside late afternoon and noticed a four-engine jet going from the southwest to the northeast. I used one of the Plane Finder websites, Plane Finder or Flight Tracker, and this turned out to be a 747 took off from El Paso, Texas, headed to Baltimore. I can only assume what that was.
So you think if it's coming from, if the plane's traveling from El Paso to Baltimore, you suspect there what might be illegals on board?
Yes.
Yeah,
according to the information, it was configured with over 300 seats on it. And I don't know why. That's a leased plane, I assume, from Atlas Air that's been leased by the government.
It would make you wonder exactly, you know, how many people normally from El Paso want to go to Baltimore. Would you really have a plane load of 300 people that are just coincidentally all going to Baltimore? I don't think so, Howell.
Me either.
Well,
I've been looking in the afternoons looking for more, but I hadn't found any.
Is that right? Good for you. So you're tracking all of this, man. That good for you.
All you got to do is look up in the air and then go to these tracker websites and find out what all these planes are. I mean, I look at a lot of the FedEx planes that are coming into your hometown from all over creation.
Well, we're dealing with an uptick in the number of Spanish-speaking people arriving in Memphis, Howell, and there was some concern that the Venezuelan gangs may be coming to Memphis. You know, Memphis is a hotbed of gang action and gang activity, and so there are some concerns even here in Memphis that we could see some more bad guys on the streets.
Well, I certainly hope not, and I hope that sooner rather than later we can put a stop to this. This is just stupid.
You and me both. And maybe we could get all of the American gangs and we could organize them and they could repel the invading illegal alien gangs. You never know. I mean, there could be some good coming out of all of this. So, Hal, appreciate the intel there. And it is, I'm not surprised to hear that. There was a report from Senator Bill Hagerty, I believe last year, when they caught planes landing at the airport in Chattanooga after hours, and the planes were filled with illegals, and they were literally dumping illegals in Chattanooga, Tennessee, which again has now seen an increase in criminal activity. So you see how all of this goes. It's just insane. All right, 901-260-5926. This story is just mind-boggling. There's a guy by the name of Zach Scheer. And he's a conservative, a young guy, and for the past 6 years, he's been a recruiter and disaster response worker with the Red Cross until just about a week or so ago, and he was fired. He was relieved of all of his duties with the Red Cross because they had concerns about his social media platforms. Again, this is the American Red Cross. They were especially concerned about his conservative and outspoken viewpoints that he posted on his personal private Facebook page. Zach is really upset about this, and we're working to get him on the show, by the way. He says, shame on the leadership for allowing this to happen, as I never posted anything about the Red Cross or my affiliation with the Red Cross. And in fact, most didn't even know I had a role with the Red Cross. And sure enough, he posted an actual letter that he received from the American Red Cross. This is in the greater Pennsylvania region. And here's what they said. Your volunteer status with the American Red Cross has been revoked due to concerns with your social media platforms that do not adhere to our policies. Your supervisor has attempted to contact you multiple times with no success or return call. That leaves us with no other choice but to end your volunteer service with our organization. I would request that any reference to your affiliation with the Red Cross be removed from your social media platforms. And they gave the guy the heave-ho just because he happens to be a conservative. So let me say this. We've all known, and I've shared this with you time and time again, that the Red Cross is woke. I mean, they're big-time woke, ladies and gentlemen. And now, apparently, if you are a Trump supporter, well, you are no longer welcome to work at the American Red Cross, even as a volunteer. So there you go. Remember that the next time the American Red Cross calls and asks you for a donation. But, Todd, but I'm just a good Christian person, and I want to be able to help people in need. Okay, that's great. Here's what you do. Go and look up Samaritan's Purse. Our friend Franklin Graham runs an incredible nonprofit Christian ministry, and they do the exact same thing that the American Red Cross does, except they're not woke. So go check them out. Many of you may live in a state with a state Baptist convention, and many of these state Baptist conventions have disaster relief organizations. By and large, most of those are not woke. But I can tell you, my money, my support goes to Samaritan's Purse. They do some pretty darn incredible work, and I like those guys. All right. Not only there, have you heard about Penzies? This is insane. So Penzies is some sort of a spice company. I think they've got one here in Memphis. And ironically, it's right across the street from that woke, horrible independent bookstore that hates my guts. What's it called? Novel Memphis? Oh, gosh. So I guess all the liberal businesses are like in that little cluster. And it is a cluster, ladies and gentlemen. More ways than one, it's a cluster. Anyway, Penzies Spices, they hate conservatives. And so Kamala Harris is really struggling right now, and they were trying to get her, they wanted her to go out there and to be among the people. So they went to a Penzies spice store, which is run by a far-left lunatic. I mean, these people are nuts. And so they've got a photograph of Kamala. You may have seen this on the social media, but they've got this photograph of Kamala just hugging this random person. But the rando person was not rando. The person was like a Democrat operative. And so Kamala was all about, they wanted her to go to this spice company to end the divisiveness and, you know, reach out. This place literally hates Republicans. It's even on their, it is actually on their website that if you are a Republican voter, you probably don't want to go to their spice store. And I respect that. I actually do respect that. I wish that that far left lunatic bookstore, Novel Memphis, I just wish they would be honest with people and say, you know what? You know, we really don't like conservatives. We're kind of intolerant. We hate you Republican people. I wish they would do that. And I would respect that a lot more than just being sneaky and devious. So anyway, it's causing all sorts of controversy now. And Penzies is responding to this. And they're saying, look, here's the deal. We hate you. We hate conservatives, and we don't want your business. And so therefore, folks, you have to go to another spice company. Is McCormick's, are they conservative? I do not know. And by the way, if you are a, oh, here we go. they're calling you people, you Republican voters, treasonous. So that's what they think about conservatives over at Penzi Spices. Now, I'm just curious, if you're a conservative real estate person and you own a shopping center and they're looking for space, would you lease to an organization that hates your guts? I don't think I could do that. Well, if the money was good, but you'd have to get the cash in advance. Can't trust these people. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Penzi's Spices, not too keen on you conservatives. 901-260-5926, our number. This is the Todd Stern Show.
In a world where healthcare costs spiral out of control, ShareRight emerges as the beacon of hope, offering healthcare done the right way. We understand the struggle of balancing health and finances. That's why ShareRight fosters a community of support, where members share medical expenses and encourage one another. Picture saving 30 to 50% on your healthcare bills. With ShareRight, it's not just a dream, it's reality, but it's more than just savings. ShareRight grants you the access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, don't settle for outdated insurance. Join the ShareRight movement and experience healthcare done the right way. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Tomorrow, big debate night in America. Kamala Harris going against Donald Trump. You know, it's fascinating. Kamala, her campaign finally released her policy positions. We're going to get into more of that in the next hour. And it's nothing. There's just nothing there. And our understanding is that her debate prep, they're literally bringing someone in who looks like Donald Trump. And is taunting her and doing the whole, I mean, it's really crazy, bizarre stuff. But that's how she's doing her debate prep. And President Trump is, we understand he is ready for this. And honestly, President Trump ought to just, if he sticks to the policies and the economy and what's happening in places like Springfield, Ohio, I think he is going to just clean the floor. There is a lot of concern in the Democrat Party right now that Kamala is faltering. Nobody knows who she is. Nobody's connecting. Everybody thinks Tampon Timmy is a closet gay dude because, and I'm just going to put Dylan on the spot here. Dylan, you're a straight guy. Do you know any other straight guys when they're waving at you, they're doing jazz hands?
I haven't seen it yet, Todd.
Yeah. Now, if you're on Broadway in New York City, yeah. Okay, that's pretty normal.
It's acceptable.
Hello, Dylan. You look fabulous today.
It's the theater.
That's normal, right, in New York City. It's terrible. We just stereotyped a whole genre. My apologies.
It's fine.
But you know what I'm talking about. All that to say they think there's something going on there with Timmy Waltz. Well, no, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying, we'll throw this out to the audience. Ladies of the Todd Stern Show audience, men of the Todd Stern Show audience, have you seen any grown men waving or behaving in public like Timmy Waltz is? Did he really campaign for governor? When he was running for governor, did he behave like that or was he more like manly? Because now it's like, welcome, Tim Waltz. Hello, everybody. Woo-hoo-hoo. It's very strange. A little off-putting, if you will. And no, he very well may be secure in his manhood. But even if you're secure in your manhood, I don't know anybody that secure in their manhood. I just don't. I'm just saying. What were we talking about? The debate. What does Trump do? What do you want to see President Trump do tomorrow night? He's walking onto the debate stage with George Slapidopoulos and whoever else. I don't know. Is Slapidopoulos even there, going to be there? But you know he's going into unfriendly territory. So Trump is, and Trump knows this, he is a smart guy. So he knows when he walks onto that debate stage, he's going toe-to-toe with Kamala and the Sloppenopoulos crowd. So I'm just curious, what do you want to see from your president tomorrow night? How does Trump need to conduct himself tomorrow? Does he just need to go for it? Does he need to have Willie Brown's ex-wife in the front row? Would that not be great? I think that would be great. Should President Trump invite a lot of the pet owners in Springfield, Ohio, to be there and to bring their little kitty cats and their ducks? Oh, Lord, has anybody checked on the Peabody ducks? I mean, you don't want a bunch of Haitian immigrants in the lobby thinking that's takeout, right? Poor ducks. All right, we got to check on that. We'll call the hotel, make sure the ducks are okay. So anyway, what do you want to see from your president? We're going to be taking your calls on this, 901-260-5926. What is the right play here tomorrow as we go into the debate? 901-260-5926. Now, part of me thinks this woman is slap crazy dingbat, right? I think she is. But there's another part of Kamala Harris. And the question is, which one is going to show up tomorrow? Has she been in rehab? Have they got her off the Xanax? What have they done to get her ready for tomorrow night so that she doesn't cackle? Now, a lot of the media are saying if she does not cackle and if she doesn't go off on like a Venn diagram thing, then she could actually be the winner of the debate just by not doing those things. And it could be. It doesn't really matter what Trump says or does tomorrow. The media is going to declare Kamala the winner of the debate. I just don't think it moves the needle for her at all. I really don't. And especially when you look at what's happening with the illegals. And this is starting to pop up now in smaller towns and communities. I mean, you've got Springfield. You've got the Alabama town, Sylacauga. I hope I'm getting that name correct. You've got Aurora, Colorado. These are not border towns, but by golly, they're dealing with a lot of it right now. It's a big mess. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Brian in Tennessee, WTJS, our great affiliate out there. Hi, Brian. What do you think Trump ought to do tomorrow?
Well, Todd, I remember the last time they debated Trump or President Trump and President Biden. To me, they kind of both mulled around and did not answer the question. That's what I want to see done tomorrow night from both candidates, to answer the question that is asked.
Is there a big question that you would like to ask? Anything specific you'd like to ask President Trump?
No, I mean, I know what he wants to do, and I know what the Vice President Harris wants to do, but I just want them to answer the question that they are asked. I mean, last time it just seemed like they did not do that, and I just turned off the debate. I thought if they're not going to answer the question that's asked, I'm just not going to watch it. I'm sorry.
Fair enough. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see how this goes. This is going to be an adversarial debate. And the media, and ABC, by the way, is the most liberal when it comes to anti-Trump. ABC News is the most anti-Trump liberal network. Our friends over at Media Research Center released a survey. They sent me a survey early this morning, and it was like 98% of the coverage of Kamala Harris has been favorable. 98% of the coverage about Trump has been negative. So he's going to be going into that debate tomorrow night with that hanging over his head. So we'll see what happens, Brian. Appreciate the call. Thank you for listening. Again, our number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I got a note from my publisher over the weekend. The good news is that Amazon now has a special paperback edition of Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Folks, remember I told you when the book came out in March, I told you that this election was going to be all about communism. And at the time, a lot of folks weren't really talking about that, but now they are, because Kamala Harris's economic policies are straight out of the old Soviet Union. So if you want to understand what could happen in this country if the Democrats win, you need to read my book, and then give it to your teenager, give it to a neighbor so they can understand as well. Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Be sure to get a copy over at Amazon right now. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Very simple question, ladies and gentlemen. Should we shut down the government if it means making sure that our elections are safe? And I ask that because lawmakers this week are going to be considering whether or not to attach the SAVE Act to the continuing resolution. Now, the Democrats are going to be appalled by this and enraged by this, but the reality, and it's very simple, and we had Congressman Tom Tiffany on last week or week before last talking about the SAVE Act and what it would do. But, ladies and gentlemen, we simply cannot have illegals voting in American elections. It really is that simple. And if we do, then we will not have a country. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to our good friend Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona's 5th Congressional District. And, Congressman, good that Congress is getting back to work this week. How important is legislation like the SAVE Act?
Well, I mean, the SAVE Act's already passed out of the House once, Todd, and it's important because it deals with registration to vote in federal elections. So if you – and this is important because let me just give you some numbers. In Arizona, when President Trump lost by 10,000 votes or fewer, supposedly, you had a groundswell, you had more – federal-only ballots than ever. Arizona has a bifurcated system. And so then now you have over 40,000 people who have registered and are requesting a federal-only ballot. That in a state, swing state, close state, that could turn an election. And so, I mean, you're seeing like in Virginia, they cleaned it up. Over 6,000 non-legal voters had registered, foreign people. Foreign folks, and then in Arizona, there's a lawsuit now against every county because they're not cleaning up their voter rolls. So this is critical stuff.
So you've introduced legislation. Is this separate from the SAVE Act?
It is separate from the SAVE Act. Mine is a resolution calling upon having to present ID when you go to vote. Why is that? Because you're getting all kinds of voter fraud. I mean, and the left has always said nobody does this. Well, we've had people in Arizona convicted of this. We just had an illegal alien who was in Alabama. She was just convicted ID theft and illegally voting, voter fraud. She voted in two elections, the 2016 and 2020 presidential election. That is what's happening. So you gotta get these people to show ID as well.
I just never have understood this from the Democrats because they require all sorts of identification to get inside the DNC meeting in Chicago. You had to have all sorts of valid forms of identification, and yet they're turning around and saying, well, it's a civil rights violation if you have to show an ID to go and cast a vote on Election Day.
Yeah, it's nutty, right? I mean, when you if somebody goes to buy alcohol, a gun, when you're going through TSA for an airport, everybody's showing ID, except for guess who doesn't? If you have a parole document from the DHS and you're here in the country illegally, that somehow is your ID. But for everybody else, you got to show identification to get on that plane, either a valid passport or a valid driver's license or some other valid ID. So you're right. I mean, the hypocrisy from the Democrats on this particular issue is stinks to high heavens. Now, but you got places where they said we want illegal aliens to vote in California, New York.
So tell me about Springfield, Ohio, which it's been on our radar for a couple of months now. I know Senator J.D. Vance months ago brought up the plight of this small town. They've literally been invaded by Haitians, but my understanding is these are the ones that were given protection specifically by the Harris-Biden administration.
Exactly right. So this program brought in Haitians, Nicaraguans, Venezuelans, and Cubans, and they brought up to 30,000 every month. They just could bring them in. They would get paroled. They would be delivered into the country, and they put in 20,000. This is Springfield is a municipality of 60,000 people, and they brought in 20,000, a third again of their entire population of Haitians into that community. And this is going on. By the way, that program, they stopped that program, Todd, because of what you and I were just talking about. There was ID theft and fraud going on. Thousands and thousands of the people had committed fraud. So they stopped the program, and guess what they did? They stopped it for only about a week, 10 days, and then they restarted it up again. And that's the Biden-Harris, and actually Tim Walz needs to take his share of the blame on this too now.
Well, no doubt about that. And now apparently, I mean, there's video, they're killing ducks, and we're assuming they're eating the ducks and the geese. There was another report somewhere of someone eating a cat, a little feline. They were feasting on a feline, Congressman. And it's just hard to imagine our American towns now, not just cities, but towns being turned into these third world countries.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, my office is trying to get more information on this. I mean, we were able to see a body cam footage of a police officer arresting a woman, and she, a Haitian woman, she had been allegedly, she killed a cat and was eating it in someone's driveway. So this is bizarro stuff, and quite frankly, this is what happens when you don't vet anybody that's coming into your country. And we have people, you know, the left likes to say, well, what culture do we have? We have a very sophisticated culture. We have a very sophisticated economy. We have a very sophisticated standard of living and way of life in this country. And if you come in here, it can be really hard to adjust. And they're bringing in, as you know, literally millions and millions. They've admitted to releasing over 10 million into our country. But there's probably significantly higher than that when you count gotaways, et cetera.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb here, Congressman, and suggest that all of those childless cat ladies in America are going to be voting for Trump Vance after this news comes out. I'm just saying.
You may be right.
Todd. Congressman Andy Biggs joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. How are things looking in Arizona for Trump right now? We haven't heard much news coming out of Arizona these days.
Trump is actually he's holding probably a 2-3 point lead right now in Arizona. We need all our voters to come out. If all of the voters come out that should vote for Trump. It not only will Trump win, we have a four-page ballot, but if they vote down ticket all the way down the ballot, which they need to do, we'll hold the state legislature, we'll get some new state personnel in some of the state agencies, and we'll do well in the Congress and the U.S. Senate races as well.
All right, well, let's hope so. And I just feel so good about this. I'm very cautious, and I know all the polling data out there, but Congressman, I think there is a mood in the country that is not being detected or is being ignored by the legacy media. I think a lot of people are going to be voting Republican this go around.
I am cautiously where you are. I've been all over the country during our break, and I will tell you the energy for a change is huge. It's big. We had that 20,000 person rally in Phoenix a couple weeks back. I've never been to a rally like that with that much energy. Now, of course, he's preaching to the choir, but what we asked everybody to do is go out and recruit voters. And I see that wherever I'm going. People are proselyting because they're holding their head up high. They're like, this is what you guys gave us, and away we go. Maybe the DNC's feeling that because they transferred $25 million out of Kamala Harris's funds, and they've put it to down ticket races, and that indicates to me that they expect that she might not be able to carry the day, but they're trying to preserve their down ticket seats.
All right, well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Always good hearing from you.
Thanks, Todd. Always good talking to you too, my friend. Keep it up.
All right, Congressman Andy Biggs, everybody, out of Arizona. I'd be willing to put money that the childless cat lady voters of Springfield, Ohio, they're going to be voting for Trump fans. I can promise you that. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Also, want to welcome all of our brand-new listeners in Fairmont, North Carolina, AM 860, 98.7 FM. We're so excited to have you guys with us. And by the way, thank you guys for watching Prime News Friday night. I was filling in again, guest hosting. We're just having a great time with that show. And Dennis Prager, among others, were guests, and we just had a great conversation. Let me tell you about Newsmax. It is so exciting what's happening. Newsmax, of course, announced its plans to go IPO. You can do that right now. You can buy preferred shares in Newsmax. They come with a 7% dividend. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com for more information. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Now, Forbes magazine says Newsmax is a news powerhouse, and you better believe it. They really are, and they're kicking butt. NewsmaxInvest.com. Go check it out today.
Hey, Patriots. So I didn't want to believe what I'm about to tell you, but after researching, looking into it in Ohio, I actually have people out in Ohio. It turns out that there is accuracy to this story. So Springfield is a small town in Ohio. 4 years ago, it had about 60,000 residents. Under Harris and Biden, 20,000 Haitian immigrants were shipped to Springfield, Ohio. The Haitians, and I'm not saying all of them, but some of them are literally like going to parks, you know, how we feed the ducks or whatever. They are taking ducks and cutting their heads off and taking them home to eat them, to cook them and eat them. There was a neighbor that was missing her cat. She couldn't find her cat. One day she came home from work. As soon as she stepped out of her car, looked towards a neighbor's house where Haitians lived, and saw her cat hanging from a branch like you do, like a deer when you're field dressing or butchering. And they were carving the cat up to eat. They've been doing this to dogs. They've been doing it at Snyder Park with the ducks and the geese. This is Harris and Biden's. They flew these people in to Ohio. So if you're out in Ohio, please watch your animals. If you're anywhere, really, please watch your animals, because their customs are not the same as ours, obviously. And this is just so wrong. It's disgusting, but it is, in fact, true. So please be safe. Keep your pets inside. Keep your cats inside. I see a ton of cats roaming around all the time. And then I get like alerts that, you know, somebody's cat's missing. I'm like, keep your cats inside, you know? I don't know. But just be safe, guys. Yeah.
All right. There you go. One of the eyewitness accounts here of what's going on. I just received an official message from the city of Springfield, Ohio. This is from City Hall. And this is their official statement. And here we go. In response to recent rumors alleging criminal activity by the immigrant population in our city, we wish to clarify there have been no credible reports or specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community. Really? Is that true? So you're telling me that American-born people are going around and they're fricasseeing the felines? Is that what's going on in Springfield, Ohio? And by the way, I have seen the videos, and I'm not even going to share them. They're so terrible. But there's video of them cooking the cats on an open flame. It's like flame broiled. It's like Burger Cat. Have it your way. This is what the Biden-Harris administration has done to our great nation. And I feel bad for you. Yeah, if you've got a cat, I wouldn't let that cat outside. And I'm no fan of cats, by the way. And this has been well documented. I'm just not a big fan of the feline community. No, I don't know about dogs. I don't know. Labradoodle on a stick. That's the special down at the diner in Springfield. It's terrible. All right, 901-260-5926. Apparently, there's a lot of stuff happening in upstate New York. I was over on our Rumble channel, and you can, by the way, watch our show live on Rumble. And they're saying that upstate New York has it bad as well, and that illegals have been sent to a lot of what they call mom-and-pop towns. Like, those are smaller communities. So, I had no idea. Crazy. All right. Well, thank you. I guess it's WV Jammer and Just for All and Lynn's Woke Up. So we have some very clever names over here on the Rumble channel. So head over to the Rumble channel, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to hang out and leave me a live chat. Just might read it on the air. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Tommy Pigott, who is with the Trump campaign and the RNC, and we're going to be talking about tomorrow's debate strategy. And I asked you in the last segment, what would you like to see President Trump do? What sort of advice would you like to give President Trump in advance of tomorrow's debate? Give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We're going to be taking your calls on that. Also, coming up a little bit later, a brand new faith-based film, God's Not Dead, In God We Trust, comes out in theaters later this week. And we're going to be talking to one of the stars of that movie coming up in the next hour. By the way, any of you folks, have you seen the Reagan movie? And I'm very curious to hear your thoughts and reviews of the new movie about Ronald Reagan. Dennis Quaid just crushed it when in his performance of Ronald Reagan. Anxious to hear your thoughts on that as well. All right, let's go to the phone lines. North Carolina, WHKP. Maria is on the line. Hi, Maria. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Todd. I am calling to hopefully give people a heads up to be aware that this Kamala's recent migration a bit more toward the center and being a little more moderate, that's a familiar bait and switch tactic that the Democratic Party has used on black people for decades. And I am a black female in my 60s, and I recognize it completely. I also heard a report that she is being advised by one of England's or Britain's campaign advisors for the Labour Party. They recently had elections, and that candidate did the exact same thing, and once he was elected, he immediately, within days, went back to his elitist policies and did not fulfill any of the promises.
No doubt about that. Maria, I'm 1,000% accurate there. And even Bernie Sanders says, yeah, she's just faking it. She's still a progressive. To your point, Maria. Hey, I've got to skedaddle for a break. Maria, thank you for that call. Hang tight, folks. We'll be right back. And a lot of people asking, Todd, what about Dick Cheney endorsing Kamala Harris? What's going on there? I think when the guy had the heart transplant, they put in a left-leaning heart. That may be what it is, but I don't think so. I was talking about this Friday night on Newsmax in my opening monologue. And you can, by the way, watch that. If you missed the show, you can watch it over at toddstearns.com. So, look, here's the problem with Liz Cheney and her daddy Dick. Daddy Dick is not a conservative, and he never has been. Going back ages, Dick Cheney has not been a conservative. I mean, the guy is a political opportunist. And that goes all the way back to the, was it Nixon, Ford? Way back. So when Dick Cheney announced that he's going to be endorsing and voting for Kamala Harris, it makes sense to me because he is pledging his political allegiance to a radical Marxist. And in my mind, that makes Dick Cheney and his daughter, Liz, worse than the Democrats. At least the Democrats, when they tell you who they are, you should believe them because that's who they are. You can't do that with Dick Cheney or Liz Cheney. And the same thing with Mitt Romney. The same thing back in the day with John McCain, which is why Donald Trump was able to rise to power, because the American people were sick and tired of it. Sick and tired of electing these moderates, these establishment Republicans, and then having them turn around and betray the voters. That literally led to the rise of Donald Trump in the America First movement. That and Comrade Cheney and her daddy Dick, they're all about getting us into wars. And President Trump is the only president in modern American history who kept us out of wars. So I would encourage you to go and watch that opening monologue from Friday's show on Newsmax, because it'll help you understand who Dick Cheney really is. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to a good friend of this program, Trump surrogate, Tommy Pickett. Tommy, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
All right. So I'm very curious here to get your reaction to that news that Dick Cheney, Liz Cheney, they're endorsing Kamala Harris. It seems to me, Tommy, that if they were trying to make a point here, the point would be just to say they're not voting for anybody. But when you're going to go out there and embrace Soviet Union-style economic policies, that says a lot about who you are.
I think that's exactly right. It's exactly right. The fact that they are endorsing price controls, they're endorsing the surrender of Afghanistan and the abandonment of Americans in Afghanistan. In fact, they're endorsing an open border. I mean, it's absurd. And I think when you look at President Trump, especially on foreign policy, which is what Dick Cheney's known for not good reasons. When you look at foreign policy, you're seeing that President Trump, like you just were saying, was the first president in decades to not get us into any new wars, while at the same time, he ended ISIS. He protected Americans. He killed terrorists while America was not getting engaged in new wars. We had peace through strength, the very definition of it. So if you look at foreign policy, that alone, in addition to everything else, is a reason to elect President Trump, because we had not only new wars, but historic peace agreements for the first time in decades in the Middle East. So I think looking at that, President Trump is needed back in there to get peace through strength. And I think by endorsing Kamala Harris, especially when it comes to foreign policy or the like, it's an absurd argument that they're making that they would endorse someone like Kamala Harris, who is responsible for the Afghanistan debacle, in addition to so much else.
Look, I think this is a big nothing burger. I don't know of any single Republican running for office right now that's out there seeking Dick Cheney's endorsement or asking him to headline a fundraiser. Do you?
I don't. And I think maybe that's also part of what we're seeing with the Cheneys, not only endorsing Kamala Harris, but other Democrats as well, which again goes against their argument that somehow they're moved to do this in particular circumstance. That doesn't pass the smell test at all. And again, looking at the record here, it's good that President Trump has the record on foreign policy, the border, the economy. If you want conservative principles, if you want Republican principles, President Trump is the person you need to be voting for. And I think you're exactly right to say that people that are endorsing Kamala Harris are showing more about themselves than anything about President Trump.
I get it. There are some people that don't like Trump for whatever reason, and they said they're not going to vote for him. I can respect that. I mean, they're idiots, but I can respect that as opposed to saying, but I am, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and abandon every single one of my lifelong held political beliefs to stick it to Donald Trump. That is just insane in my estimation. Tell me, I want to ask you about Nikki Haley. She was on Fox and Friends this morning, and she's chomping at the bit. She says she wants to get out there. She is, if the president asks, she will go. Do you anticipate having Nikki Haley out on the campaign trail for President Trump?
Well, President Trump mentioned in a recent press conference that he's open to a whole host of people coming in that want to support his movement to save America. And I think it's ultimately is about building that coalition to win those majority of votes, to win the majority of the Electoral College. So President Trump's a unifying figure. So if we'll see exactly what ends up happening. But in contrast to what the Cheneys are saying, President Trump's bringing everyone together from Democrats to Republicans to support this movement, people that never would have been in the same coalition if not for President Trump's leadership. So I think that is showing, again, the fact that we've had RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, and now Nikki Haley all out there saying, we got to get behind President Trump. We want to campaign for President Trump. I think that shows the unifying figure that President Trump is.
Let's talk about strategy for tomorrow. Haley, by the way, is out there saying, and she said this over the weekend on Face the Nation, said it again, repeated it again today. She says that President Trump and J.D. Vance, quote, need to change the way they speak about women. You don't need to call Kamala dumb. She didn't get this far just by accident. Does the campaign need to change its strategy in the way it talks about Kamala Harris?
Well, I think President Trump has shown that he's holding Kamala Harris accountable for her long record. And when you watch his stump speech, when you watch his interviews, when you watch a whole host of things, he's calling her out for very specific instances that she has failed the American people. It's just the problem that there's a ton of them. And I think you see President Trump having the momentum when it comes to making that argument. There was a recent poll on Kamala Harris that showed the vast plurality of voters saying Kamala Harris is too liberal to be president of the United States. And that's because of the argument that President Trump is making. So he has the momentum. Right now, we're putting all of that work in to make sure we keep that momentum. But President Trump is making the argument and making that argument effectively, and that's why he's having the success that he's having.
And no doubt, look, the president, he's a smart guy. He knows what he's walking into tomorrow with ABC News. Our friends over at Media Research Center, they ran the numbers, and Tommy, I doubt that you're going to be surprised to hear this, but they are the most anti-Trump news organization in the country right now.
Yeah, I mean, it based off all expectations, this is what President Trump's often had to deal with these debates. It's not going to be 1v1. It's going to be Trump versus Kamala Harris and the moderators. President Trump has shown that he's very skilled at debating. We're going to call out that bias when we see it. We're going to call out Kamala Harris. President Trump's going to do it on the debate stage. We're going to be supporting him with our digital operation, with our rapid response operation. The American people expect a fair debate, so I'm hopeful, and I'm hoping that they will be fair. But when they're not, when they're biased, when they're not holding Kamala Harris to account like they should, or when they're making things up, we're going to hold them accountable ourselves. We're going to make sure the American people get the truth. And I think that bias that we're seeing in a lot of the fake news media is why we're seeing trust in the fake news media at record lows amongst the American people. And President Trump has mastered the art of speaking directly to the American people, whether on social media, whether through his rallies. He's going to show that again at the debate. And if the mainstream media is biased, it's going to say a lot more about them than President Trump.
I'm curious about the get out the vote, registering people to vote. How is that initiative going? Are you guys needing more volunteers? Do you have enough?
We never have enough. That's a word that we don't accept around here. We want always more volunteers, as many as possible. TrumpForce47.com for those that want to get involved. But we are building an unprecedented people-powered ground game across the country, partnering with grassroots leaders, organizations that have the ability to connect to people in their communities, making sure we're getting people registered to vote. We're seeing incredible gains for Republican voter registration in states across the country, including in the battlegrounds. And that's also partnered with our unprecedented election integrity operation. We set out at the RNC to recruit 100,000 volunteers for that election integrity operation to be poll observers and poll watchers. We've recruited around 160,000 already, and we are increasing that number continually. So people that want to get involved can go to TrumpForce47.com. We never accept the word enough. We want as many as possible, but we have the momentum now on the ground. We're reaching more voters than ever, led by President Trump, who's going into blue areas, and we're going to keep on doing that to expand the electoral map.
I don't know if you saw the video from Charlie Kirk, their team over in Wisconsin, and they were registering people to vote, young people, and almost ran out of voter registration cards. So what is going on there? That's just phenomenal.
It is, and that's part of that partnering with grassroots organizations across the country, making sure that this is a vast movement to save America where we're all getting involved in this. And we're seeing that enthusiasm We're seeing those voter registration gains for Republicans. We're seeing Democrats in some instances lose voter registration just to show their lack of enthusiasm. But the gap is that important thing. And we're seeing Republicans make huge progress, either passing Democrats or closing a historic gap that has existed for decades. So we're going to keep on making sure that we're recruiting those volunteers, getting that those voters registered. And I think it's also important for everyone listening as well to make their plan to vote now by going to swampthevoteusa.com. Voting early starts in several states across the country. It's starting sooner than you think. Make sure you go to that website, get the information you need. Make sure your friends and family have the information they need. Vote at your earliest opportunity. And then once you vote, make sure that your friends and family have also voted. And by all doing that, we're going to make sure we win this election and make it too big to rig.
That's it. Too big to rig. Tommy, going to leave it there. All right. I know you got a lot of work to do. Let's go register some people to vote.
100%. Let's do it.
All right, Tommy. Thank you again from the RNC Strategic Comms Director and also a Trump surrogate. And we got a lot of work to do. And I know they're trying to get, 150,000 watchers nationwide. We need those per state. I want Republican eyeballs at every precinct possible, because it's got to be too big to rig, but you know they're going to try to steal it anyway, right? So we've got to get the votes out there. I will say this: I'm encouraged. I was driving around town this weekend, actually saw a good many Trump signs in people's front yards, and so I'm excited about that. By the way, if you are listening to us in the Memphis, Tennessee area, and you would like a free Trump sign, give us a call right now, because we have a handful left here at our building, and we've been giving those away. Compliments of a good friend of the program. His name is Justin Johnson, and he was very generous and dropped off dozens of Trump signs. So if you would like a Trump sign and you're in the Memphis area, give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926, and we'll get you one of those Trump signs. But somebody sent me some pictures over the weekend, and I'm not going to call out anybody, but this is just a word of caution to Republicans out there. You need to be in this to win it, right? You don't need to be doing anything halfway, if you know what I'm talking about. So someone sent me photographs. I guess they were having some sort of a big event, and they had the Republican tent out, and it looked like some sort of a tent from a United Nations refugee center. Meanwhile, at the same festival, you had the Democrats, and man, they had candidate signs and candidates, and there was activity, and you got to hand it to the Democrats. They got their stuff together. We got to get our stuff together, Republicans, and we've got to be excellent. And all I can tell you is that some Moms for Liberty came across that tent, and they were so disgusted the next day at the festival, they came out and just did a complete reno. It was like a fixer-upper show on HGTV. And sure enough, guess what happened? They injected a little bit of an excitement, a full-size Trump cutout, and people were flocking over and getting their pictures made, the whole nine yards. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. And if we can turn the needle there, and look, let me tell you something. If you're in a local Republican group and it's all about going to the country club, get the hell out. We don't need you. We need people that are going to lead. If you're in leadership in the Republicans, whether you're local or state or wherever you are, your butt needs to be working. We have got an election coming up. This is the most important election of our lifetime. This is the inflection point in American history that I was writing about in Twilight's Last Gleaming. This is the moment. And if you don't want to do the work, then step aside and let somebody else step up and do it. But now is not the time for egos. This is about working your butt off. Let's go to Kentucky. Pastor John, what's on your mind, Pastor?
Hey there, Todd. Listen, I want to make this real short and sweet, but I'm really ticked off with my local Republican headquarters here. My family and I have been trying to be active, and I've reached out to them numerous amounts of times. They want our money, and I hope some Republican upper echelons are listening to this. They want our money, but they don't want to hear us say anything. They haven't had any town hall meetings where we can reach and talk about our concerns. They want our money, but they don't want to listen to us. If you Republican upper echelons are out there, I reached out to my local Republican headquarters. I want to get T-shirts that say Veterans for Trump, because I saw one that said Veterans for Harris and you know, Stolen Valor. But if you Republicans do not listen to what we have to say, and I'm not yelling at you, Todd, I'm just venting, forgive me. If you do not reach out to your supporters, you're going to lose voters. You talk about you want our votes, but you don't listen to us. You sound just like the Democrats. You say things out one side, and then you talk out your backside, and you don't say anything. You don't reach out to us. And I'm getting I can't even get a yard sign from my mayor.
Wow.
Can you believe that, Todd?
What do you want to say? And what town you're in, John?
I'm in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and my Republicans won't reach out to us. Listen, if you upper echelons are listening to this, Todd, you have their ear. You better get your off your lacy backsides, or you're going to lose voters. We're still going to vote for Republican, but I'm not going to donate one more penny because I'm on a fixed income. My wife and I are both disabled vets. You don't give a darn about us. You talk about veterans. You give us a lip service, but you don't listen to what we have to say. Okay? We know that President Trump had a phone line to the VA, but you guys don't talk about that. I hope somebody's listening to me, because I'll tell you what, Todd, I am not on the verge of tears, but I am on the verge of just saying, you know what? Here's something worse. You lose my vote. I'll vote for Todd Starnes for Speaker of the House.
I'm good.
I'm really upset, Todd. I'm really upset, and I hope somebody heard me, and I hope somebody called your show from the upper echelons and say, look, Mr. Campbell, we're really sorry for what happened, but I'm speaking to you as a pastor.
Yeah.
Our pastor yesterday said, look, if you're woke, get out of my church. I don't want to hear what you have to say. And that's what we talk about. We talk about supporting the values of what conservative values are, but if you don't listen to what we have to say, you're ignoring the important part, those that vote. And you're going to lose them. And I hope, like I said, Todd, you have their ear. Please do something, because here in Bowling Green, they don't listen to us. They don't have a town hall meeting. What are we supposed to do?
Well, let me jump in here, Pastor John, because we're up against a hard break. I will say this, that the situation you described, it is not an anomaly. I have heard this from other areas of the country where the local Republican groups have basically become glorified, I don't know, country clubs. You know, where the rich and the famous and everybody else is like, you know, they look down on you. It's kind of like junior high school, and we're all sitting at the nerd table. I mean, that's how they treat conservatives in a lot of these local Republican groups, and it shouldn't be that way. But unfortunately, that's the way it is. But yeah, I'm with you, Pastor John. We've got to have a big tent, and that means you've got to bring people in. And you've got to let them lead. You've got to let them be a part of it. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, a lot of you folks are weighing in on the hilarious Rumble channel. And I will say this, WV Jammer says, maybe the migrants don't understand that hot dogs aren't made out of real dogs. That's a fair point. Whatever you do, don't call them wieners. Oh, that could get ugly. All right, hang tight, folks. 901-260-5926, our number. We will be right back. Hour three coming up. Join us over on Rumble. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Great to have you with us today. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I want to go right to the phone, though. Our good friend Webb from beautiful Maine, WLOB, our great affiliate there, has been holding on over the break. Webb, thanks for holding on. And what's on your mind today?
Well, thank you, Todd, for taking my call. I don't know if you remember Nancy Pelosi's threat that if Mr. Trump won, she would not have her people certify the vote.
Yes, that yes, I do remember that. Yes.
Well, the point is, when they cheat like crazy, and hopefully we'll be able to stop it, but probably we won't. If she gets in, the Republicans have to refuse to certify the vote. because this way, until there's a recount and each vote is substantiated, we just hold off and let the whole bloody thing come to a halt. Because government people without a government don't know what to do with themselves. What do you think?
Well, look, that is a concern that the Democrats could try to pull something like that. I don't think they're that stupid. And if they did, there would just be an uprising in the country. So, again, I think that that's why we have to have the numbers coming out in such massive amounts. I mean, we need to be overwhelming, and especially in the red states, we've just got to go over and above with our voting. In other words, everybody's got to get out. Everybody's got to go and vote. And the numbers have to be so dramatically huge that Trump wins in a landslide that is just it. They cannot dispute.
Well, Todd, I just wanted to tell you something. I know up here in Maine, when I went to vote a couple of months ago, it was for a local politician. They had the people at the desk asked you if you're going to vote Republican or Democrat and gave you the respective sheet of paper to fill out. They don't have a right to do that, do they?
Say that one more time, Webb.
Okay. When I went in to vote, it was for a local politician. It was a local election about a month and a half, 2 months ago. The people at the desk handing out the ballots that you go into the booth and fill out questioned whether we were Democrat or Republican, they wanted to vote Democrat or Republican, and gave you the respective ticket for whatever you chose.
Yeah, that's normal. You know, they do that here in Tennessee. And if you're Republican or Democrat or independent, I always ask for the Republican ballot. Yeah, so that's normal.
Well, the problem with that is they already know who they have to discard votes, whose votes they have to discard.
Well, theoretically, go ahead.
I thought you just got a blank sheet, and then it was up to you to fill out the people you wanted to vote for. That's really disturbing to me, anyway.
Well, yeah. Typically, they'll give you that information. You know, they'll give you the ballot, and then you have to go over and you watch as it is fed into the machine, and then you walk away. So, I mean, theoretically, I guess they could open up the machine and take your ballot out. I don't know. They could do that, but I'm not sure. The logistics of that, but no, that is something that's pretty normal, Webb. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. Webb, gotta go. Thank you for that call. 901-260-5926. So here's Liz Cheney on ABC News explaining why she is now a radical Marxist. Cut one.
So bottom line, why did you make this decision to support Harris, and why did you do it now?
Yeah, I've been voting for 40 years. My first vote I ever cast was for Ronald Reagan in 1984. I've never voted for a Democrat.
Wow.
It tells you, I think, the stakes in this election. You know, Donald Trump presents a challenge and a threat fundamentally to the Republic. We see it on a daily basis. Somebody who was willing to use violence in order to attempt to seize power, to stay in power. Someone who represents unrecoverable catastrophe, frankly, in my view. And we have to do everything possible to ensure that he doesn't, that he's not reelected. Given how close this race is, in my view, again, it's not enough. You have many Republicans out there who are saying, well, you know, we're not going to vote for him, but we will write someone else in.
Right.
And I think that this time around, that's not enough, it's important to actually cast a vote for Vice President Harris.
So there you go. Liz Cheney explaining why she has renounced her conservative ties. Now, let me say something about the establishment Republicans. And they are in a world of hurt right now because they have now realized the party's been overrun by populists. And I think to some extent, the evangelicals in the Republican Party realize they've been shoved aside as well, because this version of populism really has nothing to do with religion, with Christianity. All right, this is it. It's more of a libertarian style populism. And the establishment folks are, they've got the money and they've got the pocketbooks to fight back and fight back hard and dirty, which is what Liz Cheney and the little Jimmy McCain, for example, John McCain's offspring and others are doing. Willard Mitt Romney is not as vocal because that guy is a squish. But they're all sort of in that same boat together. All right. So here's my take on it. And before I give you my take, I want to play something from Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders out of Arkansas. She was on ABC News and she was asked about Liz Cheney. And I thought her response is a pretty darn good response. Cut number 9, please.
Well, you heard from Liz Cheney, and obviously she's not alone among prominent Republicans that are supporting Kamala Harris or simply saying that Donald Trump is unfit for office. How do you square that record that you just talked about, which is obviously debatable and will be debated, with what happened at the end of the Trump presidency, where, you know, he did try to overturn a presidential election, tried to overturn a Democratic election?
I do think she actually is significantly in the minority here. You look across the board, prominent Republicans are supporting President Trump. But ultimately, I think she's a non-factor. I'm not trying to be rude, but you don't get to call yourself a conservative or a Republican when you support the most radical nominee that the Democrats have ever put up. That doesn't make you a conservative. It certainly doesn't make you a Republican. I think it makes you somebody who wants to protect the establishment. Frankly, I don't think this is news. It should come as no shock that Liz Cheney is not supporting the president. But what should come as a shock is that she is trying to call herself a conservative Republican or either one of those two words while supporting somebody who so clearly does not represent conservative principles.
And she's absolutely right. So here's my concern. I get it. You don't like Trump. You're a moron. Okay, I get that. But you know, you don't go and vote for the other person. You write somebody's name in. You don't vote at all. But when you turn around and say, not only do I hate Donald Trump, but I also hate everything the conservative movement stands for. So I'm just going to renounce all of that and I'm going to vote for Kamala Harris. That tells me you have no moral center. That tells me you are actually worse than a Democrat. And when you look, by the way, when you look at John McCain, for example, and little Jimmy McCain's out there, and he is so butthurt over all of this. He's talking about, well, Donald Trump, he went and filmed a campaign video, and he did it in Arlington National Cemetery, and he desecrated sacred ground, and my daddy would never do something like that. Okay, well, first of all, Trump did not film a campaign commercial, little Jimmy McCain. President Trump was invited by the families, the Gold Star families. They wanted him to be a part of the celebration. They wanted the cameras there. They wanted the video there. They wanted it, little Jimmy. Are you telling me that you know better than the Gold Star families? Well, no, but it doesn't look good. But I'm going to tell you something else, little Jimmy. What? Little Jimmy, your dad, John McCain, actually did what you accused Donald Trump of doing. He did not. Lawyer, lawyer. No, he did, little Jimmy, and we've got the proof, sir. We have the proof. Yeah, oh, you can all you want to, little Jimmy, but we've got the proof. In 1999, John McCain filmed a literal campaign ad commercial on the sacred ground of Arlington National Cemetery. He did not get the permission of the Army. As a matter of fact, The campaign had to revise the ad because they did not get permission to film there. So when you've got all of these people like the Liz Cheneys and the Dick Cheneys and the little Jimmy McCains and the Willard Mitt Romneys of the world, when you've got these people out there and they're accusing Trump of doing all this stuff that Trump didn't do, when in fact their own people did it, I got a problem with that. And that's why I do believe that Liz Cheney, the daughter of Dick, and little Jimmy McCain and all these others are very despicable human beings. Fine, you don't want to vote for Trump, don't vote for Trump. But why would you turn around as a Republican and go and cast your vote for Kamala Harris? That's what I don't get. So look, I feel good about tomorrow. It is going to be, I think it's going to be a spirited debate. I think Donald Trump's going to do a heck of a great job. The man has command of the issues. He understands how to balance a checkbook. Kamala Harris, clueless, clueless. I've never seen anything like it. And the campaign, the Democrats are freaking out right now because they realize when you look at Nate Silver's, and by the way, Nate Silver had some projections out over the weekend, and it is not looking good for Kamala Harris right now at all. Now, that doesn't mean things could change between now and Election Day. But one of the things that they discovered was that Kamala Harris made a big mistake by not picking Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, as her running mate. As a matter of fact, Nate Silver says it's a missed opportunity. And I believe that. Because he said that Harris had an opportunity to tack to the center with her pick of Josh Shapiro. And instead, she has embraced the far left of her party. By the way, the reporting is that Harris went to the Arab community in Detroit and told them that she would be selecting Keith Ellison, who is a radical Jew hater, and he doesn't like all you Christians either, as the new attorney general if she's elected. So we'll see how this plays out. But if things go well, and by well, I mean that Trump and Vance stay on message here, I think Trump wins in a landslide. I truly do. I know we have a lot of morons in this country. I can't believe we have that many morons. By the way, Bernie Sanders, because a lot of people are freaking out because they think that Kamala Harris has betrayed the progressive movement. But Bernie Sanders actually said the quiet part out loud during an NBC interview yesterday. Cut two.
Describe Vice President Kamala Harris as a progressive. She has previously supported Medicare for all. Now she does not. She's previously supported a ban on fracking. Now she does not. These, Senator, are ideas that you have campaigned on. Do you think that she is abandoning her progressive ideals?
No, I don't think she's abandoning her ideals. I think she's trying to be pragmatic and doing what she thinks is right in order to win the election.
In other words, she's just lying. She's just lying. That's how these people are. Oh, by the way, we got to play this before we go to break. There's a super cringy video of Kamala Harris getting some pretzels for little Dougie. Cut number three.
I would love to give you a bag of pretzels to take back.
Give me a bag of pretzels to give Doug. Upset if I did not bring him a bag. Because I can tell you that he, secretly eats pretzels at night. Honey, you got to slow down on the pretzels.
He can steal it.
Oh, my God. Oh, he's going to love this. Yeah, I will tell him.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's yum.
Yeah, thank you.
Yum.
Okay, it's a pretzel, lady. It's a pretzel. Have you seen the video? This is great. So Kamala last week was doing this whole thing where she got upset because she kept getting lipstick on her Starbucks lid, the white Starbucks lid, and just went off. And so somebody came up with the idea of adding in Seinfeld music. And if you remember the old Seinfeld show, whenever they would wrap the show, they would always wrap or start the show with a bit from Seinfeld's stand-up. His days as a stand-up comedian. It's really funny stuff. Anyway, somebody came up with the great idea of just adding that soundtrack to Kamala Harris literally talking about getting lipstick on a Starbucks lid. We're going to play this going to break. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
So you know how those lids are, because this is, well, I'm just going to speak, okay? So this is it. So you know how those lids on the Starbucks cups, they're white, right? And so if you wear lipstick, they get all over the lid. And so then I find myself in meetings if I'm the only woman, and that's kind of, and so I keep taking the lid off and having my cup out so that I don't have that big lipstick mark on the lid. So I said, can we do something about the color of the lid?
right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Coming up, we're going to be talking with one of the co-founders of PureFlix Entertainment, David A.R. White, who is also starring in the new movie God's Not Dead and God We Trust. That movie coming out in theaters later this week. Also, Dr. Ben Carson's coming to Memphis. He is going to be the keynote speaker. I will be the MC of a big event for an incredible pro-life ministry called Confidential Care. So if you're in the Memphis area, you should check out the Confidential Care website. Great information there. And we'll be talking to David and hopefully Dr. Carson. We're going to try to get him in studio later this week, if at all possible. All right. When we come back, I've got to play some audio here of Elton John. So, you know, a lot of people have been upset with President Trump. The Isaac Hayes family, they filed a lawsuit. They don't want Trump. They don't want any conservatives listening to their music. And that's great. I love that because that prevents me from spending my money and giving it to a far left lunatic. But Elton John, they were asking Elton John what he thought about President Trump giving Kim Jong-un a CD of Elton's music and called him, what, Rocket Man, Little Rocket Man. And Elton John said, I think it's funny. I love that. Good for you, Elton John. Got a little sense of humor there. All right. Hang tight, everybody. Got to take a break. 901-260-5926. Hey, head over to the website. Sign up for my free newsletter and our free podcast. Great resources for you and your family. We'll be right back, folks.
We ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
Now more than ever, Christians must realize that we are being called to deliver hope to a country that's feeling hopeless. Faith begins where your comfort zone ends. We need to step out into that faith.
We're 6 weeks out from Election Day, and a lot of folks have lost hope in the future of our country.
We must maintain a wall of separation between church and state. Religion has no place in the public square.
Once they bankrupt our country, they will have complete control.
Where did we go wrong, Lord?
We need someone who can light a fire in the voters.
The preacher. He helped on those education hearings.
I've been hired to manage your campaign for Congress.
I'm not a politician.
If you don't take on this fight, we could lose everything.
They found someone to run against you.
Are we worried about a preacher?
My next guest is a candidate for Congress. You're going to get a lot of questions about your faith.
Well, maybe people are looking for more spiritual and moral leadership in Washington.
You're making God an easy target for them, Pastor.
God's not the target, Lottie. Our country is. God's just standing in their way.
I will not be made a fool of. I won't stop until your moral high ground crumbles beneath your feet.
You don't win unless you play by their rules.
I feel like I have two options. I can either do the things my faith asks me not to, or I lose this race. It's like God keeps putting these impossible mountains in front of me.
Perhaps God put those mountains in front of you to show that they can be moved.
Let's pray for David, guys.
In God we trust.
This contest is about shaping the future of our nation.
Keep your boy in line. Because like his God, I can give it and I can take it away.
How do you know it's God?
Reverend Hill, your beliefs are a textbook example of Christian nationalism.
All right, that is the official trailer from the incredible new movie coming out this week called God's Not Dead, In God We Trust. If you have seen any of the God's Not Dead movies, just phenomenal. I want to go right now to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and welcome the star of that incredible film, David A.R. White. David, it's good to have you back with us again.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, this is exciting. And again, it just seems like the movies that you are producing keep getting better and better and better. I don't know how you keep upping, you know, you're upping it every single time you guys have a new film out. How do you do that?
Aw, thank you. The whole idea, first of all, it's the 10-year anniversary for God's Not Dead. The first one came out in 2014, which is hard to believe. And, you know, we don't really set out to make another God's Not Dead movie, but then something happens in culture that we feel like we're supposed to talk about. And that's what these movies have always been about. It's just to really talking to, you know, what's going on in our country and culture and to bring those conversations up.
Well, let's talk about God's Not Dead and God We Trust. Tell us a little bit about the plot line and some of the incredible stars you guys have assembled.
Thank you. Yeah. It's I'm coming back, you know, reprising my role as Reverend Dave. And it's an election year. The incumbent passes away. It leaves this open seat in Congress, and nobody wants to run for this seat. But the opposing candidate wants to continue to stamp God out of the culture and out of country. And so they come to me to say, there's 6 weeks before this election, will you do this? And like most Christians, which is, you know, even there's a stat about it, I don't want to get involved in politics. It's a dirty business, which is, you know, what's crazy is life imitating art in a way. There's a statistic that 50 million American Christians, actually 40 million American Christians don't vote in presidential elections, which is crazy because, you know, they don't want to be involved.
Well, it's a great point. And again, a great lineup. Dean Cain is starring in this. Isaiah Washington, Charlene Tilton, and Scott Baio from Happy Days, good friends of this program. So you've got, you know, just really a fun cast. And one of the things I love about what you guys are doing is you're putting out faith-friendly and family-friendly programming with a very important message, David.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, so often we all, no matter what aisle you stand on, we complain about what's going on in our culture, and yet, you know, we armchair quarterback it, and yet we just don't get involved. Because why do somebody else will do it. But the problem with that is as we've been seeing, is when we allow somebody else to do it, they start shaping it in different ways that aren't originally where, you know, I believe that our country was founded on these freedoms, you know, the biblical truths. There's a line in the movie that talks about, you guys thought you were angry when they eliminated prayer in school. Just wait till you see what they're going to do, you know, right now, more and more. And so, you know, statistics go all the way back from even the idea of, you know, in 2020, you know, churches were like the last thing that they allowed to be open for people to gather. You know, the bars, all those other places were wide open, got opened way before, you know. So I just think, I think this movie is certainly for such a time as this. And it is about, you know, it resonates with the message of getting involved in it. And there's a strong cast and it's a great, you know, we've been hearing from audiences that we're pre-screening the movie that it's actually their favorite one, which is crazy to hear.
Well, again, folks, the movie out in theaters September 12th, God's Not Dead and God We Trust. And David A.R. White is our guest for this segment. You know, David, going back to your life, and you write about this in your just awesome book, Between Heaven and Hollywood. You grew up in a pastor's home. I mean, you were a PK. Take me through that process of going from that home to Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, not only was I a PK, my dad was a Mennonite pastor. And the joke is, if you don't know anything about the Mennonites, they make the Mormons look like a pack of Hell's Angels. So I grew up super conservative. I saw one movie in the theater the first 18 years of my life. And I, like all my family members, my dad said, you got to go to Bible school at least 1 year. And all my family, you know, had gone, graduated, met their significant others there. And then after a year, I just really felt like I was supposed to go to Hollywood. And I had always had this passion, this dream to go into the movie industry to tell stories. And, you know, my parents took it surprisingly well. I don't think the last place they wanted me to go to was Hollywood of all places. You know, because like in this movie, politics is a dirty business. Hollywood in a lot of ways is a dirty business. And so they just said, David, as long as you seek the Lord, you know, first and foremost, then we'll support you and whatever you want to do. But, but I don't think they were happy about it.
Did you ever imagine the level of success that you have experienced? I mean, it's been pretty remarkable.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I was lucky. I mean, I was, you know, lucky or blessed. I was 19. I was here 6 months, and I ended up on a show called Evening Shade with Burt Reynolds. Was on that show for almost 4 years after, you know, just a little short time of being here. And then, but I always felt like there was a hole in the space-based marketplace. You know, nobody really was making these movies at the time other than Worldwide Pictures, the Billy Graham organization. They would make them one every 3 years, you know. But the statistics, it talks about 140 million people go to church once a month. And here we are in Hollywood, and there's really not a lot of movies, you know, I think you know, that talk about faith and certainly tell it from kind of a pure point of view. And that's where PureFlix came out of in 2005. We started a production distribution company and then started making films. And God's Not Dead was our first theatrical that went wide. And, you know, and I think woke Hollywood up to the fact that, wow, there actually is an audience that does, you know, a faith-based audience that cares about these movies. And I suppose we should pay attention a little bit more. And I think we're seeing that in the box office right now, even, which is exciting to see that, you know, people are still going to the theater, but also that they want this kind of content. And, you know, so this movie, God's Not Dead and God We Trust, I think couldn't be more timely. It's a movie that's entertaining, but also I think also offers a lot of hope and inspiration that God's not done with us yet. You know, sometimes we walk and we wake up in the morning wondering if anything we do matters. And that's where this pastor that I play also comes in. Like, it does this, like, what is his purpose? Does God even have a purpose in the midst of, you know, a lot of the stuff that's been going on in our culture lately? Where is God? Sometimes we ask.
Yeah, it's a great question. And again, folks, go to the website here, and we've got to, I'll share this with you, godsnotdead.com. That's godsnotdead.com. The movie in theaters September 12th, and you're going to want to go and take the whole family, grab some friends, and go see it as well. David, we've got to leave it there. Always good hearing from you, and congratulations on the new project.
Thank you so much. And, you know, just to everybody out there, like, when you show up this weekend, you're casting a vote saying, I want more of this content in theaters. So we hope you do, and we know you'll be blessed if you do.
All right. There you go, folks. David A.R. White, one of the stars of the new movie God's Not Dead and God We Trust, very similar to the classic film Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. So you're going to want to see that. By the way, our good buddy Mike Huckabee actually has a guest appearance in the movie. That's going to be cool. All right. We've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. The smartest guy I know when it comes to money and finance and investing, Art Alley, the founder of Timothy Plan, timothyplan.com. Art, how's it going?
Man, I hope we're recording this. I like that. The smartest guy you know.
Wow. I'll record it as your voicemail thing, so on your phone. It's
How you doing, my friend?
All right, I'm doing pretty good. I'm really looking forward to the debate tomorrow night, only to see if Kamala Harris actually even knows what a bank account is. I have never heard someone who is so clueless when it comes to the economy and economic issues.
Man, I've got a whole list of some of her quotes, and so I'm with you. I can't wait to watch that tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It's got to be entertaining.
Well, you know, again, I was just at the supermarket over the weekend, and the grocery prices are just insane. And, Art, I kind of glance over at what people in the line have, and many people are now going to even off-brand to try to figure out a way to make ends meet.
We're in a mess, Todd. It's just not the grocery store. It's everything is expensive. Remember when a McDonald's meal was the fallback affordable thing. Man, you can't even afford one of those today.
It's really remarkable when, you know, you're right, people cannot even afford to go out and grab fast food. I mean, Chick-fil-A has even raised their prices, and it's just, it's hard for a lot of families to make ends meet. And not just families, but we saw that Big Lots is now filing for bankruptcy, another big box store. This administration, they tell us everything is fine with the economy. Is everything fine with the economy, Art?
Todd, the biggest deception in the world is whatever comes out of Washington, D.C. No, it's not. They manipulate everything. And, you know, Big Lots is one of the latest victims of all of this. You cannot survive when people can't afford to come in and buy your material. We're in a mess. I can't wait for November to get here. And if they don't steal this election, I think we can put it all right back on track. My friend Arthur Laffer once said, you know, how can you solve all this economic stuff? You know what he said? I could do it in a long weekend. You just need good policies. These people are doing good policies from their perspective because they're trying to take America down. I mean, they're socialist, communist-minded, and it just doesn't work. It never has worked. And we're paying the price for it right now. But you know what concerns me is I've seen a recent statistic that the young people, you know, the Gen X and all of those, 65% of them have been so indoctrinated they think socialism is the preferred way to run a country. And if those people step up and vote, it could be a lot closer than I think it's going to be. But then I have a friend who told me that now we're in Gen Alpha. You know, you had Gen Z. They're coming back a little bit. But Gen Alpha, the really young ones, the 17, 18-year-olds, they are swinging the pendulum all the way back to conservatism because they're looking around. They've been indoctrinated. They're seeing none of this works. All of the woke stuff doesn't work. All of the policies do not work. What does work is a good free enterprise capitalistic society where you're free to succeed or fail on your own.
Rock solid.
What we look for. We look for companies that are able to succeed and reward their shareholders.
And folks, and again, you know, Art, if people are wanting to get involved in an investment, again, folks, the website, timothyplan.com. Art, what are some of the first things, you know, because that can be overwhelming for a lot of folks, but what's the first step they need to take if they want to become an investor?
Well, if they really need some help, I mean, it's better to call us, really, Todd. 800-TIM-PLAN. A human being answers the phone, connect you with another human being that can walk you through and help you understand. For most people, investing is a total mystery, so they rely on somebody else telling them what to do. And my advice to them, if you don't understand it, don't do it. So we walk them through, we help them understand so they can make better decisions. It is really not that tough. We've got a whole team of people just waiting for you to call us. 800-TIM-PLAN.
Again, that number, folks, 1-800-TIM-PLAN, or you can go to the website, timothyplan.com. We have links over in our live show blog. And I'm telling you, one of the best things about Art and his team, they make it so simple. They are so helpful. You're going to be talking to human beings, and they're going to really just take great care of you.
That is our mission, man.
All right. Well, very good. Art, we're going to leave it there. Time is rapidly expiring, but it's always great hearing from you.
Man, highlight of my day talking to you. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
All right. Art Alley, ladies and gentlemen, the founder of Timothy Plan, and all the information is on our live show blog. And especially if you're a young person, now is the time to get involved. And what Art and his team do is they not only help you with that, but they help steer you away from companies that are supporting and endorsing stuff that you oppose. And I absolutely love that. This is a great, fine Christian ministry. They've been around for over 30 years and doing some incredible work. All right, we've got to scoot out of here. Tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, Newsmax 2. Watch the Todd Starnes Show. In the meantime, get out there and you be good, America.